Log Talk Radio.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
Do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
Thank you, Brother Cook, for your donation, your seed. Thank you, Mother Pearl, for your seed. When you got a need to plant a seed, thank you, Kit, for your seed. Those seeds that you send, that you put out there, I want to tell you, God's going to give it back to you. You're going to receive a harvest. Now, I want to say it tonight, you can't beat God-given. When you give out of pure heart, come cars, home, money, furniture, clothes. People just bless you. You don't know why. And tonight, where I pray, turn your Bible to Revelation. We're going to deal with Revelation tonight. But I want to say to those, Brother Frank Cook, thank you for your donation. Thank you, Mother Hope, Sister Hope, for your seed. I want to thank you, Net, for your seed in Yazoo City. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And all of them that have seeded to this ministry, tonight I want to pray. I say, as you give to the ministry, God's going to give back to you. I believe in a harvest. I believe in seeding. When you want something, you write it down. So I'm seeding for my car. I'm seeding for my home. I'm seeding for my healing. I just want you to call somebody, tell them listen to the service. Because you got a need. We all got needs. And you got to know how to get your needs solved. Young man said, Bishop, I want me a new car to get back to work, but I don't have car money and don't have money for gas. But you know he's driving a new car with no money down. He's driving a new car. And I said, stop complaining. You got the car. God's going to make it possible for you to get the gas. He got three people he picking up. Can't out the old hair. Don't tell me what God can't do. The more you give, he's going to give back to you. You can't be God-given. Help. Wealth. Go to my website, theseedofabraham.com, and plant your seed, your miracle seed. Now, if you want to write me, I got some letters up on the altar now. You can write me, Bishop Turner, Post Office Box 28. 9097 Chicago, Illinois, 60628. As your letter gets to me, I'm going to lay hands on it and pray for it. Might be some things because it can touch your hand. It might be some things that you're asking God to do for you. You can't beat him giving. You can't beat God blessing. Whatever you need, God got tonight that you need. I said divine word, divine text. And some of you getting your tax checks back. You're coming quick, fast, and early. Don't run to the mall with all your money. Take some money and save it for a rainy day. Fix your house up. Buy you some new shoes. Buy some clothes. You don't live but once. You should live comfortable. You shouldn't let nobody dictate what you don't need or what you need. If you feel you need a new pair of shoes, go get them. You feel you need a new suit, go get it. You need a new dress, go get it. Huh? Don't let nobody, if you feel like you need to go on a trip, go. Because God is moving you to that level where you're going to be blessed. Father God, we come at this hour, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. I want to pray for a financial blessing for all those that seeded. Thank you, Mother Mary, for your seed. Thank you. That seeded and that gone seed. Shake down, press together, running over. God going to give to your bosom. Whatever you need, God going to give it to you. Tonight I decree a miracle healing for you quick and in a hurry. And I decree tonight that your mind be at peace. And if you want to hurry up and do something, you got church and you got family members. Plant an extra seed. Say, Lord, this is a seed for my family member to get saved, for them, for the family to come back together. Sometimes you have to do that. Amen, amen. God bless you. Now, I got one thing I got to say before we get started, because tonight I want you to get your Bible, to turn your Bible to the first chapter. A revelation. I'm gonna give each one a scripture tonight. Saint Luke 10:27. Okay. All things are possible for those that believe. Saint Luke 18:27. All things are possible for those that believe. You got to believe, and when you see God, God's gonna give to you quick, fast, and early. And I ain't tired, and don't you get tired. St. Matthew 11, verse 28 and 30. I ain't tired. The devil try to make you tired, try to make you mentally tired. I'm praying tonight for you, you and your every letter, every telephone call. But I want to give you, I want to read the covenant. Exodus 14:14 and Exodus 23 and 20, the angel, Master Musa. This is a financial covenant. Father God, we come, we ask for you to give us what we need. Bless us. As we follow and as we seed for our need, we ask in the God and the angels to come with us and work with us. Hebrews 11 and 1, Revelation 13, 2 and 3. I want you to get ready tonight, and I want you to receive. I just see step to the next level. Wherever you might be, I'm praying for you, Sister Delta Walker. I'm praying for you, Sister Johnson, family that lost loved ones. There's no sorrow on earth heaven cannot heal. I've seen all those people that have been bombed out in war, but the Bible said that be rumored and rumored to war. So the Bible just fulfilling itself. God heals cancer, TB, tuberculosis, whatever you need. God got it. I want you to turn your Bible tonight, and as the chapter goes, I want you to read it. I want you to read the, I just want you to read it. Let me see what I got. Sister Mary, I see you on the line. And I see Sister Kid on the line. I'm going to start off with this end. Mary, I want you to read 23rd number, son. Kid, I want you to get the first chapter of Revelation. I just want to read the first, get the first chapter of Revelation, read 7 verses. A revelation. That's what I want Sister Kit to do. I pray for y'all. I pray for y'all at 12 o'clock today. All of them that have been on the radio, I'm looking for a divine blessing that God going to give you, and the door going to open up for you. That divine blessing, I'm asking God to give you, and that blessing would be a blessing to open up a door for you. Some of you say, well, Bishop, how that work? A divine healing, a divine blessing that will come. Right now I'm going to Detroit, and Sister Mary Hawkins is going to read the 23rd number of Psalms. Now, before you read it, Mary, I want your line open. I want to read, I tell you to read 23rd number of Psalms, because David wrote this, and he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. David was saying, if God is my shepherd, the shepherd always watch sheep, and God always watching over us. God ain't saying what you think. You just give to God, and your enemies gonna leave you alone. And it's lots of demonic spirits. And I pray. I praise the day the young man called and said, Bishop, I'm so depressed. I pray for him right there. And I want to tell you tonight, you got a job to do. Okay, Mary, you can read 23rd number song.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. Now, may you get your Bible on Revelation, because we're going to go into Revelation tonight. And I have Sister Kit to read the first chapter of Revelation. Sister Kit, God bless you tonight. How you doing?
God bless you, Bishop. I'm doing good. What about you?
God is just good. We've been praying for people and doors open up. And I want to tell you, I want you to start the looking. Wait till April and start the looking, and it's a new door. I don't know why I see another job coming up for you, but I just see God going to open some new doors. And I don't want you to have now minute worry. You got Revelation, the first chapter in the 7 verses.
Yes, I do, Bishop. Okay. This is the first chapter, 1-7, reads, a revelation by Jesus Christ, which God gave him, to show his slaves the things that must shortly take place. And he sent his angel and presented it in signs through him to his slave John, who bore witness to the word God gave and to the witness Jesus Christ gave. Yes. To all the things he saw. Happy is the one who reads aloud and those who hear the words of this prophecy and who observe the things written in it. For the appointed time is near. John to the 7 congregations that are in the province of Asia. May you have undeserved kindness and peace from the one who is and who was and who is coming, and from the 7 spirits that are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and who set us free from our sins by means of his own blood. And he made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. Yes, to him be the glory and the might forever. Amen. Look,
amen. Thank you for that.
Okay. You're welcome, Bishop.
Okay. I want to thank you for that. People enjoyed that. But I want you to keep your Bible on Revelation. I want everybody to get their Bible because we're going to go through Revelation tonight. Because I think Revelation is about prophecy. Revelation is about the truth. If you don't understand it, when we get started reading it, you don't understand it, just write it down. And we'll discuss it because I want you to have the knowledge of the Word of God. I want you to know what it means in 2022 to you. Some of the things in Revelation is prophecy. Most preachers don't like to mess with Revelation because they can't explain it. You got to be anointed to explain what Revelation means. The horse, the pale horse, the horse of death, one with the balance. And, you know, it's just so much that you got to be under the anointed. Now, I want you to listen tonight. Have the word of God in your belly, or you might be able to understand the word of God, true word of God, and where you might be able to teach them. See, just what the Bible says, once you get it in your DNA, you can be anywhere, it'll come up back up. See, this is what God told Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I made you before your mom and dad got together. I made you. And I want to tell you, Jeremiah, I speak for you. God will go in and give you a message. And you say, when God give me this message, God is telling you something. He's giving you a message. And the message God giving you is a message for deliverance for somebody else. Sometimes it ain't for you. It might be for your children, your sister, your brother, for a friend, or your husband, your wife. Prophecy, he's going to give you, going to be for you. So turn to Revelation. Let me get per testimony right now. But turn your Bible. Be turning your Bible. I got my Bible on Revelation. I had took the kid to read to start off Revelation, but we're going back into Revelation. Mother Pearl, I got you on the line. What is your testimony tonight? I guess you know. I see a number of them. You come back on, whatever it is. We're going to Revelation right now, and you turn your Bible to Revelation.
Divine, chapter 1. Revelation.
Hello?
Which God gave unto him to show unto his.
Hold on, Pearl.
He comes apart, and he sends his signal.
Hello.
Pearl, you got a testimony?
I would like to say it was a blessing this morning when I woke up because I was closing my right mind, and I thank the Lord for waking me this morning to see a brand new day. So many people woke up this morning and they ain't able to move or get around. But I thank God for everything and each and every day for what he's doing for me and the things I'm asking him to do for me. And I just thank him in the name of Jesus.
I know you got to go to a funeral Saturday, but if you don't feel up like going, if the Spirit tell you don't go, don't go. But if the Spirit tells you to go, you can. Sometimes you have to obey the Spirit when you're going to a funeral. Sometimes it's good for you to go. Sometimes it's good for you to lay back. And I'm telling everybody, sometimes it's good to go. Sometimes it's not good to go. When I went over to the funeral, I stayed for a while. I had to leave. I had to wait. And I stayed long. Write your name, do what you need to do, and get up out of there. Because like the Bible's let the dead bury the dead. That's in the Bible. But we're getting ready. Thank you, Pearl. Pearl, you got your Bible on Revelation tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to start on get the first chapter of Revelation. We're going to go into Revelation. I want everybody.
What?
Revelation. Get Revelation in the Bible. Open your Bible to Revelation. We're going to start with the first Revelation 1 and 1 and going on through.
Under his servant John. And of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And and have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest, the seven churches. Revelation chapter 2. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. Hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of Galatians, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I give to eat the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which is dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that he may be tried, and he shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depth of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received from my Father. I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast. Therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, but I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy words. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but to lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness of the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor, blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyes, that thou mayest. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, then, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also and have set down to my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Revelation chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking to me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, and one sat on the throne. He that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. Round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunder. Voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 beasts, full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the 7 seals thereof. I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. When he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels, round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them heard I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. Revelation chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, Come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. His name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened his fifth seal, I saw unto the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and who said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun was black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and it is rolled together, and every mountain and island moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation chapter 7. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asa was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephthalim was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin was sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and it was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And a third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. Revelation chapter 9. and the fifth angel sounded. I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke. And it came out of the locusts of the deep. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come 2 woes more hereafter. Angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the 6th angel which had the trumpet, Loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the 4 angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the 3rd part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in division, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these 3 was the 3rd part of men killed, by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold and silver, and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Revelation chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices. And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and sware by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there could be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book.
This is the book of Revelation we were listening to. And when they talked about those tails, helicopters make that same noise. And this chapter, if anyway, is going to tell the angel, give me the book. The angel going to eat the book. And the book going to be like honey in his mouth. But in his belly, it's going to be bitter. We're going to continue every Thursday the Bible. We're going to go through a whole chapter of the Bible. And I want to kind of tell you what happened in Revelation as you're listening. As John was seeing, he was saying, you know, this is prophecy. He talked about the water being poison. Right now, we are fighting about so much of garbage that's in the water, in the sea. They putting all kind of stuff, and it's killing the fish life in the water. Then they talk about the wormwood that fell and poison the water and kill the fish. But many things what's happening to us right now. But if you spirit, you got to listen. Revelation is a book that you got to have divine meditation. You got to reread it and read it over again so you get a clear understanding of what the Word of God saying to you personally. Now, I picked up when they talked about the like a scorpion. You know, a helicopter made like a scorpion. It makes the noise. Now, when he talked about these horses, he was talking about the horse of death, and then with the challenge, that's the horse that bring truth. And talk about the pale horse, the black horse. All this represents the different mood and the different phase, what's going on with many of us and what's happening to us right now. If you listen to Revelation, and when John got ready to write the end, the angel came and said, wait a minute. You take this book and you eat it. And it's going to be like honey in your mouth, but your book. But that's some of the stuff that's going on. Don't forget tomorrow night, the $1 trillion flow. We talk about money, we talk about investment, your business, about what you need to do to be ahead of what's going on. I don't care how poor it seems, God gonna make you rich. I don't care what ain't nobody else got, you gonna get. Okay? So why? Because you are the anointed vessel of God. Don't forget, I'm praying and I want you to read the whole book of Revelation. Start read a little bit by a little bit. Because we want to finish this Revelation. We're on verse 10, one chapter 10. We want to go all the way through Revelation and have a conversation about Revelation. And how can it help you? How can it give you a vision and keep you living a good, clean life?
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go.
And give it to God, He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you.